Hello and welcome to this edition of Side Retired. It is Dylan and Nico as always. And Nico, we've got a fun episode planned for our listeners today if you want to give a little insight into what we're doing.
Yes, we do. I mean, if you've ever been a little kid and you've seen the pro baseball players, you've always wanted a custom baseball glove. And I'm more than happy to talk about someone who understands and has learned from the ground up how to customize their own baseball glove and has built a business out of it.
Absolutely. So today on the podcast, we will be joined by Lourdes Peralta of Peralta Custom Gloves. She's taking us an in-depth look into her brand new company. She's around a year into the baseball industry. She's a baseball mom and creates custom gloves, as Nico just talked about. So we're really excited to talk about her journey on today's episode, potentially some more Peralta Custom Gloves and Side Retired collaborations in the future. But this podcast episode is going to give you an inside look into her business and the baseball world. So without further ado, Nico, let's get into this. All right, we've got a great episode of Side Retired today. Lourdes Peralta of Peralta Custom Gloves will be joining us on today's episode. Lourdes, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. And Nico, co-host, is also with us on today's call. But I think the first question we'd like to ask you is obviously some people might not know about Peralta Custom Gloves. So if you wanted to sort of talk about what's the company like, what do you do, and what's your story?
Yeah, well, I can start by sharing my story. So how I got into the sports world. Well, it all started because I'm a proud baseball mom to three wonderful children. I have two boys, one girl. My two boys play baseball. My youngest play Little League. My eldest play travel ball. He aged out from Little League and went straight to travel baseball. About a year ago, Daniel, my eldest boy, got this amazing custom glove from his grandparents who live in Mexico for his birthday. And I thought, well, this glove is amazing, and that's where my journey into the baseball industry began. I became really curious about the whole process, from the type of leather used to the craftsmanship behind it. So I dived deep into the process about learning about tanneries and leather quality, until I found this fantastic manufacturer who in Mexico who had access to the best and most unique leather out there. We met and started collaborating right away.
That's awesome. And I think one thing that when you look at the website and you see like all the gloves that you have the custom ones and then you have like the limited edition ones. It seems like a lot of time goes into designing these gloves and just making sure that every single one is unique. How does that process go? How do you think of doing each of these gloves? Because they all have their own story, it seems like.
Yeah. I mean, we're not just sticking to what's familiar. We're always exploring new colors. We're coming up with new, fresh designs. So we're trying to grow and learn every single day. So we're trying to make strides every single day. We're always on the move and growing, which I absolutely love. We collaborate with fellows baseball enthusiasts who always bring always something to the table. We're always open to ideas. Yeah, so I'm having fun in this journey.
I love that. And as you just mentioned, sort of a year ago, you embarked on this journey of learning all about crafting a glove and all the materials that go into it. What has that process been like for you? Did you have any experience beforehand, or is this just diving into a new area and lots of new things to find?
Yeah, basically that's what it is, diving into a new area that I had no idea I would ever been into. So I was actually born and raised in Mexico. I came to the US as an international student. I went to U of A, Bear Down, and so I majored in molecular and cellular biology, and then I went back to school, completed my Doctor of Pharmacy degree. You might be wondering how I got into the sports world. Well, it's simple. I've always had a passion for sports, and being part of a baseball family and bilingual, allowed me to dive deep into the baseball and softball world, the manufacturing process in Mexico. And yeah, and that's how it started.
Absolutely, that's great. I think that one thing that I love, especially like I'm being from Miami, is like the amount of like life that comes into these gloves. Like you can tell that, like for me, when I first designed the glove, the one thing I wanted was like for it to be as loud as possible and for it to be nice. Cause I wanted every single person who stopped me and saw me playing baseball to be like, oh my gosh, that's a great glove. And I'd be like, wait, thank you. And I just love that the gloves that each of them, they go and they show personality to you. I don't know, like if you've seen it with your kids, how much is like showing your personality in baseball important to you?
Oh, that's the main thing. That's why I got into this business, because I wanted to make sure having a custom glove was attainable for everybody. So I'm trying to make a product that's inclusive, that most people can afford and use it on their field and show their personality, show their identity. We use flags, we use custom logos, team colors, names. We can do whatever you want on your glove.
And I think sort of following up on that, obviously when you started up a year ago, not a lot of people might have known about it. So what has that process been like of growing the company, getting other people involved with it? Because I assume when it started off, it was just you were running the show, and now obviously you're starting to grow. I know we saw a friend of the podcast, Kristen Arias, was promoting one of the gloves. So it seems like you're starting to get involved there. So what has the growth been like over the last year?
Well, I would say the importance of support from local community is key. Around the same time, about a year ago, when I started this company, I was actively involved as a board member at a local little league, McCormick Ranch Little League. And I have to say, I'm incredibly lucky to be surrounded by such supportive community and amazing baseball families that have been cheering me since day one. So their support has really encouraged me to fuel my passion for this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that shows. I have to say, like, do you have a favorite glove? Because I look at them, I have some favorites of my own. I think that the orange sherbet one, kind of little biased, that's one of my favorites. Do you have a favorite one of the of your catalog?
That was gonna say that's my favorite one. I'm glad you like that.
You see? Okay, I know which ones are good. I know which one. I know the go. They're all good, but meaning I know which one's the favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I guess another one of the fun things that I like to ask about is that a lot of people might not know that there is a big difference between a baseball glove versus a softball glove. And you guys are both manufacturing both of those gloves. So maybe for our audience that might not know the difference, is there a big difference? Is it harder to manufacture one of them? Is there a different process that goes into it? What's it like?
So the process would be the same for making a softball from a baseball glove. However, once you start using a softball glove with a softball ball, you can't go back and continue using it and go back and use it for baseball. But that would be it. And I think a softball catcher's mitt for softball, that's a different process for a baseball catcher's mitt. But besides that, yeah, it's the same. You have access to the same colors, the same, all the details are the same for both.
That's great. And I think one of the following up on that is that one of the great things that we love about this podcast is having on people women who are able to get into the baseball world. To you, what does it mean to be a woman breaking out into this field and a more male dominated sport?
Oh, it is very challenging. That's one of my main challenges, because it's a men's world, basically, from production, marketing, sales. It's all baseball players, male baseball players. But you mentioned Kristen, and I would love to work with females in baseball and softball. I would love to support other women out there. But yeah, it's been a challenge, but I'm learning. There's a huge learning curve for me. But yeah, I'm picking up new skills and insights and on how to run this business and grow it.
Absolutely. I love that. And following up, what would you say is part of a two-part question? What's been the most rewarding and the best part of having the company over the last year, as well as what's been the most challenging aspect of running it?
Okay, I'm going to start with the most challenging part because that's easy. Well, my background isn't in business or sports management, so I come from a world of clinical research and pharmacy. So diving into the business side of things has been a huge learning curve for me. I'm not a baseball player, I'm just a baseball mom. But I'm incredibly fortunate to have an amazing team by my side from, as I said before, from production, marketing, sales, and their dedication and expertise are the driving forces behind our continuous improvement. And I'm incredibly lucky to have met baseball moms are the best part. Yeah, meeting baseball moms, their support is just amazing. Yeah.
That's great. And one thing that I love to see is like with this company being so new and how do you see it growing in the future? Like, do you have like a vision of what you want this to be?
Well, my goal for now, my vision is just continue learning, continue growing, continue making strides every single day. Obviously, I would love to collaborate with other companies. My kids love the Savannah Bananas, for instance, so I would love to collaborate with them. I would love to team up with Big League Chew Gum because my kids love it, and I'm always buying gum for them. There's always Big League Chew Gum in their baseball bag. So can you imagine the flavor and flair that would bring to our gloves if we team up with a company like that?
No, absolutely. Those sound like great ideas. And I think the last question that we had on this front of things, I know we're working on some behind the scenes, so you might be seeing some more side retired and Peralta custom glove content come out in the near future as well. But the last question I had, at least for the podcast side of things, is say there's someone who's not familiar with the company or doesn't know why they should have a baseball glove or the importance of a good baseball glove. If you wanted to give a quick 30 to 60 second elevator pitch style to them of sort of why come and get a custom glove from Peralta.
Well, we custom gloves, softball and baseball gloves with the best and most unique leather out there. We can personalize and you can show your identity with our gloves, and they're attainable, they're affordable, and they're the best quality out there. And yeah, it's made by a baseball mom, so who knows how expensive it is to raise baseball kids, but we also want the best for them. So yeah, try us out.
I love it. Absolutely. Well, this has been a blast, and hopefully, fingers crossed, your sons have a great, successful baseball season as well. Hopefully, they make a bunch of diving catches and their gloves get put to good use. But, Nico, unless you've got anything else to throw in here on the podcast side, Lourdes Peralta, Peralta Custom Gloves, this has been a great episode of the podcast. Hopefully, all of our listeners are enjoying and currently checking out the website. If you also want to shout out, what's the name of the website as well as the social medias if people want to go check it out?
Sure. It's peraltacustomgloves.com, and we're on social media as Peralta Custom Gloves as well.
Awesome. I love it. Well, for Dylan, Nico, and Lourdes, this has been a great episode. And until the next time, the side is retired. Great news. Side Retired is now partnered with SeatGeek. For all ticketing needs, go to SeatGeek.com and use promo code SideRetiredPod in all capitals for $20 off your first order. We've got you covered from all things ranging from sporting events to concerts, including Major League Baseball and Taylor Swift. Yes, this means we're officially taking you out to the ball game. And now for the rest of today's edition of Side Retired. Well, Nico, that was a great episode talking Lourdes Peralta, hearing all about her journey. What was your favorite part?
I just love the creativity out of her. I mean, talking with her, you really see how much she loves making gloves. You go to the website, like it's just tons and tons of designs. And then the fact they're even able to customize your own. And I love how she talked about how they go and they email you and they give you that whole process. But even if you don't customize it yourself, if you look at the website, I mean, there's just tens and dozens of just customizations to choose from. I love basically every single glove on there.
I think the fun part about it is, and obviously we've done a couple of the interviews when we had Rob Nelson of Big League Chew on. We had people from Dugout Mugs on, where do you get to see the hands-on of running a company inside the baseball industry? While it might not be a front office person or a player or a broadcaster, but it's still someone in the baseball world that has their unique niche, and that's what we love to provide on the podcast. So again, really appreciative of Lourdes for all the time that she gave us, Again, we're really looking forward to potentially doing some more stuff in the future regarding Peralta Custom Gloves and Side Retired. This might just be the beginning, but again, really appreciative of all the time, the insight, and all the fun things that Lourdes gave us on today's episode. Of course, Nico and I will be back later this week. At this point, I am already in Indianapolis with the Georgetown baseball team, so it remains to be determined as to what this Friday episode will be. Is it an interview? Is it something fun? Is it Nico brings on one of his boys again? Do you hear a familiar voice? Or is it just us running back some crazy topic? So who knows what's going to happen, but there will be an episode through Friday, one way or another. And for Dylan and Nico, until the next time, the side is retired.